Talk of the Town continues. Joining me is Father Anthony Dill from the Church of the Holy Spirit in Palmyra. We have big news because we are going to be starting to broadcast Mass from the church right here on WLBR Sunday morning. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. And I'm very thankful that your radio station wants to help us to broadcast our Mass, and we're very thankful for the opportunity.
What was it? Why do you want to provide this outreach? I mean, there are Catholic programs that the diocese provides, and you can watch EWTN and you can see Mass there. But what was it that made you feel as though having a local radio outlet broadcasting the Mass would also be helpful for Catholics, for anybody in the central Pennsylvania region?
That's a great question. You can get anything online, but it was interesting for me, like during COVID, everybody wanted to be a part of something local, even though all these national things existed, and EWTN does a great job with the Mass, and our cathedral puts stuff on YouTube. We have our stuff on YouTube too, but just the idea of something being a little more local is, I think, appealing, or has proven to be appealing to a lot of people, and I'm thankful that we can do that.
How long have you been at Church of the Holy Spirit, Father?
So I'm just finishing up my fifth year there, and it's been good getting to know the local community more and having the local community interact with us more. With the people doing and streaming things more through COVID, I'm also thankful for the simplicity of the radio. You just click a button and it's on. Trying to explain to some of the people either in assisted living homes or that are just afraid to come out because they're a little older still, like talking through on the phone, okay, you go to YouTube, okay, you click this button, it's been a difficult process sometimes. So some of the staff at the church, I don't think can explain to, well, this will be so nice. Just tune your radio in and it'll be there at 10 o'clock.
Well, I know that we're excited to be offering that. And, we have a long tradition of bringing various different local church services. We had the Brethren Hour for years and years and decades, I think. So it is not unusual for there to be church service here on WLBR, and we're delighted to be able to offer that again to the community. You mentioned, dealing through the COVID pandemic, and your role as a priest, a faith leader, how did you get through the height of the pandemic, the lockdowns, and trying to, just be an outlet for your parishioners? How did you manage?
Yeah. On just starting with a negative note, it really is a theft of identity as a priest or a pastor to not have a congregation with you. So, like, I'm ordained a priest, whether there's people in there or not. But I feel like the identity of being a priest when you don't have people coming into the church is dwindles a little bit. I think I know priests really struggled with that. And there was a lot of frustration with people in general with the churches being closed for months. One of the most beautiful parts for me is we were able to, we had some volunteers set up cabling so we could have YouTube right away. And we did a daily Mass every day. And our choir director and assistant choir director came in like kind of to keep the numbers small and performed music during Mass every single day at the beginning of the pandemic. And the music was beautiful, and it was just a cool experience to have a community. And then we got a lot of nice feedback online that they appreciated that was happening. So I'm very thankful for little mini communities we can have and any little local things that did happen during the pandemic to make it feel like a local church was persisting through it.
As a Catholic myself, to be able, initially at my church, St. Cecilia's here in Lebanon, they were doing Mass, Facebook Living Mass. And so, for many, many weeks, we sat in the family room and we had our pajamas on, and it was sort of a very weird experience, a lifetime of being a Catholic and sitting there in your pajamas watching Mass that way. And so that was very interesting for me. But even when you could start going back to church with a mask on, I think for a lot of people, it tested their faith.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say, I'm sure Father Michael Laika enjoyed being in your living room with you while you're in your pajamas, because that seems like something he would be extraordinarily comfortable with. He's such a great, great priest. And I'm thankful he's in our diocese and in our county here at St. Cecilia's. I would say there were pluses and minuses. One of the things about like the gospel and the Holy Spirit in general, sometimes when things get shaken up, the Holy Spirit's depicted as fire and it burns. And so just changing all these things, it definitely jaded some people that were in a decent rhythm with kind of regular inertia for church, because it took away some of that inertia. But it also caused initiative in a lot of ways. Like it caused, are you going to seek out online or not? Are you going to seek out listening on the radio or not? Are you going to seek out looking on TV or not? Are you going to seek out some sort of self-improvement or some ability to stay connected to the church or not? Which is a conscious decision. Also, I know like some of the younger families with kids, they said it's the first time they actually heard one of my homilies because their kids could kind of relax, be in the chair, or if they needed to go out of the room, or they weren't worried about their behavior because they're comfortable in their own house. So I think like for some groups that weren't super comfortable or the inertia wasn't there, like it was an effort to get to Mass every week, this allowed for a little bit of rest and relaxation. And for people going to Mass every week who that is rest and relaxation for, it added a little anxiety. So it kind of like stirred the pot a little bit.
I think you're right. And, you know, there was a lot of frustration and there was a lot of fear. And so for a lot of people, the church is the place that they go to alleviate their fear and to be nourished by the word of God through the gospel. And I think for a lot of people that was taken away, and that just sort of ginned up the fear of this weird virus that nobody ever heard of and didn't know what to do. And it was, you know, so highly transmissible. And you know, initially we didn't have the drugs, we didn't have the vaccines and we're wearing the cloth masks, and then those weren't good enough. And then we had to go to the other masks. So, I mean, there was just, I think it truly tested the faith of people in their own particular religion, but I think it just tested the faith of mankind in a lot of ways. I don't know what the ultimate grade will be when this is all said and done. Did we pass that test or not? What do you think? Do you think mankind passed the test, or are we still in the testing phase?
I think we're still in the testing phase. Even now with anxiety, like anxiety still fills up a little bit. Like the water's just risen and people are a little quicker to snap or get into an argument, I think, still from the pandemic. So we're still passing the test.
How do you, as a priest, answer the question that I'm sure you've heard, whether it is about coronavirus, whether it's about cancer, whether it's about somebody who is taken in a terrible accident? Why would God let this happen? Why would a loving God let this happen? I'm asking you the question, so hopefully you'll give an answer that I can use when people ask me that. And I certainly don't pretend to be any sort of spiritual leader, but I don't know what to say sometimes, and that is, I guess, maybe the human dilemma.
So I have a longer answer to this. I don't know if we ought to get into the whole thing, but I definitely, in the way I understand God and my theology, which is within Catholic boundaries, I am much more of a God allowing for human agency. So I like to preach about even Darwin's theory and evolution. Like God allowed cells to develop. He allowed these like slow evolutions to happen. And he allowed a lot of species to go extinct because he gave life and he continues to give life. But he gives creation so much respect and ability to affect things. So we live in a world that's fallen, and we live in a world that has a ton of sin. And even though I'm not sinning personally, I'm being affected by the communal sin, the original sin. And so like even with cancer or with natural disasters, like we live in a world that was knocked out of harmony through sin. And it's not like we in America did something wrong or we in the world did something specifically wrong right now. It's just that these types of disasters exist. And we as humans also, on the flip side of this, have this incredible opportunity to help one another. So this tragedy exists, and God empowers me to be able to reach out to people around me, and empowers everybody who's listening to reach out to people around them. He empowers this radio to continue to broadcast the message, even though people can't be networked. So it's like, it's a beautiful identity with Christ, but also participation in the grace of God when we're living and navigating this sinful world that God allows grace to happen through us and those type of opportunities happen. And,
well, that's kind of what I say.
Yeah, perfect. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, that these, you know, God isn't stirring up earthquakes or forest fires or COVID, you know, just for because he's bored up there. But rather, these are opportunities for us to see the face of God in our fellow man and to do what we're commanded to do, which is to love our neighbor and to help each other. Why it occurs, that's on a pay grade above mine. But I know what I can do right here, you know, in my community to help my fellow man. And so I leave it at that.
And just because we can't answer the exact why doesn't mean that we're robbed of purpose. And exactly like you said, I think that's well articulated. God still gives us purpose and mission through the Holy Spirit, even though, like the book of Job, we're not capable of answering the exact why.
Well, these questions and more will be answered on the weekly mass broadcast from the Church of the Holy Spirit in Palmyra. And Father Dill, we just thank you very much for doing this and allowing us to broadcast the mass. We're delighted to be able to offer that outlet for the community.
Thank you as well.